So is it the standard high-pressure heat wave game plan for us today where we all go to your house, Scott, and turn the thermostat down to 60?
Exactly, exactly. The heat index will be 163 today.
Awesome.
They haven't told us that yet.
Awesome.
So we'll look forward to that.
I'll take my turn to go out on the sidewalk or in the driveway and cook a little snack for us.
Yeah.
Maybe a grilled cheese.
Yeah. Actually watered the lawn already this morning.
Yeah, did you hear it sizzle?
No, that's why I figured I'd do it now, because if I did it any other time, it would laughingly go up into the air and evaporate.
But, yeah.
To the contractor building homes near where my house is, when you water it 2 o'clock in the afternoon, excuse me, I believe it was closer to about 4 o'clock in the afternoon yesterday, that tends to be counterproductive in weather like this.
Yeah.
Just a hint.
Trying to establish the lawn, are they?
Yeah. I think trying to save it because the house hasn't sold yet.
Okay.
We're going out to dinner like at 6:45. And it is still so hot. It's like when you breathe in, it's like pointing a hair dryer into your mouth and turning it on and inhaling. I mean, really, it's like that.
Do that a lot, do you?
No, but if I did that, I would think that that's what it was like.
I thought you had a frame of reference.
Yeah, it really sounded like you did.
For all of you people who are going out to real jobs today, we apologize.
Yeah.
God bless you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're out there in it, and, your internal thermostat is just set differently than ours. But, we appreciate what you do. That's for sure.
Funny. Could you hurry up, please? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What?
Hurry up? It'd be Tom Turbyville.
Yeah. Well, no, I want them to get out of the heat.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, sure. That's what it was.
Yeah. So you were going
to
say.
No, I was talking to a guy week before last. And who actually is in a line of work where he's kind of in and out of the heat, but he's thankful to be in that because he said, I spent a summer busting concrete a couple of years ago. He said, nah, not anymore.
Yeah. So. Mm-hmm. I see why those UPS people were dark brown too,
makes sense.
Soaks right through. So this morning, we all encounter idiots on the road, right?
Oh, sure.
Yeah. And this one,
Sometimes I are one.
Yeah. It was a black Mercedes SUV.
Oh, well, gosh.
And I would have given her license number, except I couldn't because she didn't have her lights on.
Oh. This morning?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. She's driving on the bypass without any lights on.
You know what troubles me about that is I would have thought that of any line of vehicle would have had automatic lights that perhaps it would have been. Now, granted, you can turn those off.
Yeah. And that may be it. Maybe they turned that off. But, to that. So it made me think, we need to come up with an app. I'm sharing the road with an idiot.
I'm pretty sure there's one out there.
There probably is, so that you could just take that picture and send that to whoever needs to see it at that point. But, I got behind her. I turned my lights on and off. No, nothing.
Nah.
So that just went, well, then I'm going to get out of her way. Okay. just call. She turned off on Rock Prairie, so that's good. But nonetheless.
Maybe she had a medical emergency and her mind was in other places.
Could well be.
Maybe so.
We'll hope that's the case.
we'll hope she had a medical emergency.
Yeah, maybe she's an idiot.
Or that, right. Yeah. It could well be.
Do we know that's that right. It was a she? Because
yes.
Okay.
I do. I do. Yeah. As I was driving by, I'm going, all right.
Being an idiot is not a medical emergency, though.
No, nor is it gender specific.
No, but it probably should be grounds for not being able to drive.
That's right. That's kind of what I was thinking. When police in Ottawa pulled over the lady for driving recklessly, she showed them more than just her driver license.
Oh, really?
SC News reports the unidentified 52-year-old woman was allegedly driving around naked.
Well, bless her heart.
She drove all the way from Florida.
Yeah. Yes, police say the... Police say the woman blew more than 3 times the legal limit.
Yowza.
Mm-hmm.
Then she was abusive toward the officers and refused to get out of the car.
We got reckless driving, driving naked, and abusive. That's the trifecta right there.
Yeah, I think so.
Do we have a name? We need a mugshot.
I wish we... Well, just Ottawa. I don't know if they put them out there. And, Ottawa's a fairly good-sized city. Anyhow, police had to cut her seatbelt in order to forcibly remove her from the car.
You do it.
Yeah, I have a feeling it was...
Yeah. Faces DUI charges, fined $267, I don't know if it's American or... That's about equal, so nowadays, for verbally abusing the police. But I mean...
Poor woman, that seatbelt latch can be cold, too.
But at what point do you, the person who's blowing 3 times the legal limit, and naked, and yelling at the police, understand that something might be your fault? You could be the one who's in the wrong here. Just say it.
She just didn't understand why they kept telling her to get out of the car.
Yeah.
Info.
Mason. The only possible thing she had going for her is that she was naked, and we don't know that for sure, right?
No, we don't.
The fact that I can't find a mugshot tells me that no one wants us to see it.
Then that's best.
Hello, I'm Bruce Forsyth, founder and owner of Advanced Therapy Aquatic and Wellness Center. May I take this opportunity to say thank you for the success I've been blessed with since arriving here in 1999. To show my gratitude, I'd like to invite you to come in for a free wellness screen and two-week membership. We're located at 3700 Cross Park across the street from the Physician Center in Bryan. Let us help you on your road to wellness. Visit us online at advancedphysicaltherapy.com or call us at 774-9958.
Hey, good morning. It's 620, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Good morning. It's the 27th of June, and happy birthday to you if it's your birthday today.
And today is Happy Birthday to You Day.
Oh, is this like the anniversary of the song?
Yeah, probably a song or something like that.
Remember, you can't sing it.
No, you can't. You got to
pay
them.
Yeah, that's right.
You got to pay them if you do
that. No, it's not a public domain song.
Yeah. And today, and again, I don't know why it gets just a day, but today is Sunglasses Day.
Oh.
My thought is we use them a lot.
I wore glasses for a long time, and I didn't. And man, the first time I was ever able to wear sunglasses and see, I was just, it was sweet.
Yeah. Trading the darkness for the fuzziness when you put on those. Yeah. All right. Here we go.
Here we go. Singer Bruce Johnston. He was a Beach Boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's 70 years old today. I don't think he wasn't an original Beach Boy.
But he's traveling with him regularly now.
Yeah. Is he?
Mm-hmm.
At 70?
Yeah.
Wow. How about that?
They're all, think about it.
Well, yeah, you're right. He might be a youngster.
Yes.
I don't know.
Yeah. They've been in the business 50 years. Yeah. They're all pretty much 70.
Yeah. Julia Duffy, the actress, she was in Newhart. She's 61 years old. Writer, director, J.J. Abrams. Lost and Alias.
I was going to say, he's made some money.
He has.
Is 46 years old today. Country singer Lori Morgan. Oh, she's a handful.
I'm surprised at her age.
53.
Yeah, she's put a lot of living in there.
Yes, she has.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, Kylie, 53, let's see. Keith Whitley died in 89, so that was, 23 years ago?
Yeah. No, wow. She wouldn't be the first one who's put a lot of country girls who's put a lot of living into
it. Yeah.
Years,
there you go.
Nonetheless,
One of the Kardashians, Khloe Kardashian.
Okay, oh, sure.
Younger sister of Kourtney and Kim.
Oh, of course.
Is 28 years old.
Dang, I couldn't remember the birth order. Thanks for helping me with that.
You're welcome.
I thought Khloe was the older one who was married to the NBA player.
And I said,
I know Scott knows.
Yeah.
If that's what it says, I'll take it to
that's what it says.
Okay, right.
Tobey Maguire, Spider-Man, turns 37 years old today. And James Daughton from Animal House. Uh-huh. You'd know him if you saw him, which one he was. Sure. He's 62 years old today. Okay. And Ross Perot.
Oh. Now, Larry,
Ross Perot, 41 sends him a card every
sure.
year.
Oh, sure.
Thanks for the early retirement.
Yeah, I was going to say, with a Polaroid of him waving to the camera.
Exactly. Ross is 82 years old today. That's all I got.
623.